We're up to page 98. And we just spoke about reasons for the way Hashem set the world up, at least after Adam HaRishon, is that we have to work for our parnosa. And he gives a number of reasons that he gave until now. Then he says, he has a question. He says, "V'im yoymar ho'imer," if someone would say, "Hine anachnu royim miktsas tzadikim lo yizdam elahem tarpum el acharei ha'omel vahegia," we find a certain amount of tzadikim that they don't have their parnosa except after a lot of very hard work. V'rabbi me'anshi ho'averos, but many of the sinners, so to speak, b'shalvo, with tranquility, v'chayeyem b'toiv v'v'n'imim, and their life is with good and with pleasantness. So that's the question. And then he goes on and says, ki kvar kodmu ha-neviyim ha-chasidim lach kor al zeho inyan. He says, the neviyim ha-chasidim actually a long time ago, they asked this question, madua derech roshoyim tzlecho. Why are the ways of the wicked oftentimes successful when the tzaddikim have to go through a lot of difficulty? So that's a famous question. But I would like to take an aside.
I'm sorry. No, never mind. I'm sorry. I can't talk.
Oh, no problem. I would like to take an aside for a moment and refer to something that we just happened to have learned last night. We have a chabura late Sunday night going into some of these in depth. And we came up with something which to me was resolved a question that I've had for, I'd rather not even think how many years. And I would like to share that with you because I think it's very appropriate to this concept, and especially as we approach Rosh Hashanah. Excuse me one second. Those glasses weren't working. So the Beis HaLevi, which we at one point did go through, the Beis HaLevi says, this is in O-O-O's Yud Tes. He says that Hashem doesn't do miracles in our generation because it would take away our bechira. You know, if everything came, if we had money at the doorstep, we'd see such a miraculous thing and just enough on Shabbos, twice as much, and we wouldn't have any bechira not to do right and not to believe and not to anything, because it's quite obvious. We're on that level. So that we therefore he made it come with difficulty. But listen to what he says. We get our sustenance, but with a lot of hard work. You got to work to make a living. He sends us our parnosa covered and hidden in the garment of malocha. That it should not be obvious that Hashem is the Zonu Mefarnes of Kol Chai. In other words, the reason that we have to work with sometimes great effort to make a living, to get our parnosa, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding. He doesn't want it to be clear that he's the one who's Zonu Mefarnes. What do you mean, Zonu Mefarnes? I work for a living. I get a paycheck. I have my investments. I do it. I make money. That was always the daf machna leb. I'm making the leb. You can't make nothing, but we don't realize that. Okay. So avu beemes, I give a malocha einam el ksus einayim valyiru geus Hashem. The work and the efforts that we put in are only eye covers, in order that we shouldn't see the grandeur of Hashem. So Hashem hides behind our efforts, our hishtadlus, our efforts to work, our working to make a living, to make it look like we're doing it, when in reality, He's really hiding. He's controlling. He was gezer on Rosh Hashanah, and he sealed it on Yom Kippur. And this is the mi yoshir, who's going to be rich and who's going to be poor and how things are going to work. And it's all from Hashem. But to hide himself because of the previous concept that he said, that if it's too blatant to us, it would take away our free choice altogether. And free choice is the critical ingredient with which we earn our keep in this world. Otherwise, if we didn't have free choice, we'd be pre-programmed and we wouldn't deserve anything that Hashem wants to give us. And he wants to give it to us in a way that we can appreciate it. Therefore, he gives us free choice and we earn it. Once we earn it, we're not embarrassed. We appreciate it. We feel ownership. So in order to do that, to keep that free choice, sometimes he has to hide. And he hides behind our work and our efforts to make it look like we're doing it. Okay, Omram, and then he says, this is what the Chazal say in the Mishnah in Kiddushin. And this is the point that I think is very critical. Hari Yosias Maasai. I've made my ways evil, inappropriate. V'kipachti es parnososi. And therefore, I have endangered and limited my parnosa. It's because of my deserving or not deserving. It has nothing to do with my efforts. I will be'emes. Ein ha'malocha mo'ilo klum. Malocha doesn't help you at all. Ki omram salas chazal say, lo yanius min ha'umnes, v'lo yashiras min ha'umnes. Rak birkas Hashem hi ta'asher. As the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, at the end of Kiddushin, anius, poverty doesn't come from the umnes, and wealth doesn't come from the, and wealth doesn't come from the umnes. Everything is from the birkas Hashem. It's the birkas, the brocha from Hashem, that makes us rich, that brings everything about. Now, this is a very strange paragraph because he's talking about Hashem hiding. He doesn't want to show us blatant miracles because that might lead us astray. Now, lead us astray in the sense that we would lose all Bechira. That's not astray, but we'd lose all Bechira. We would do acts of good. We'd follow everything implicitly, but without Bechira, without free choice, it doesn't mean anything. It's not me. It's pre-programmed. It's robotic. So in order to make sure that the free choice remains, Hashem puts us in a situation where he hides, so to speak, behind our efforts. That's what it says. Now that seems to be why we have to work so hard. We have to work so hard in reality on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is gozer, who's going to have what and what we're going to have and everything. But he makes it come out through the work in order to hide, just like he hides in the teva. It's a ksuseinayim, it's an eye covering, in order to not to let us see blatant miracles. If we saw the extent to which he alone, bichvodav asma, zorim mefarnes, it would be so overwhelming, we'd lose our bechira. We wouldn't have the choice to do bad anymore, and therefore what we do good wouldn't be meaningful. But then he says, he brings the Mishnah, and he says, and because my actions have caused me to lose, it's nothing else, it's only from Hashem, it's not about what I do. But then he says, just as the Mishnah says, Anius is not from the Umnes and Ashirus is not from the Umnes. He compares the effort that I do to the profession that I go into. He says, the effort that you put in is really just ksuseinayim. It's really just the camouflage of Hashem, because he doesn't want us to see blatant miracles to overwhelm us and we lose our bechira chofshes. And so too, he compares the Ashirus is not from the Umnes, and the Anius is not from the Umnes. Now, the comparison is a little bit strange. What is he talking about? He's basically saying we have to work hard because otherwise we'd see Hashem's Gzeira unfold. What about the Umnes? Which choice of Umnes, which I go into? What's the comparison? Is it the same concept? What does he want? Obviously it is, because he compares the two. And the point is, Hashem is hiding. So what I want to bring out with this is something I think is very important. Everyone is bothered by the question. The Mishnah says that it isn't the profession that you choose that's going to bring you wealth or poverty. It isn't the business that you choose that's going to bring wealth or poverty. Everything is b'gzeiras kel elyon. The question is, if you were to survey the world in any way that you would, that any type of a survey on any level, we would discover that most doctors are making more money than most street cleaners. It's a fact of life, right? Most people who deal in certain businesses are making more money. If they deal in real estate, well, I don't know about that, maybe a sore spot today, But if you deal in real estate, you usually make more than if you have a little push cart and you're selling hot dogs or ice cream or whatever you may be doing. That's just the way it is. So it seems that the umness, the choice of profession or the choice of vocation or the choice of what I do, what I choose to do in life, does have a relationship with the amount of money that I make. So so how do you explain that? It really seems that I can make a difference. It really seems that when I work overtime, I get more money. If I choose to be a more lucrative profession, then I'm going to end up wealthier than a person who chooses a non-lucrative profession or a menial type of a thing. So what is the Mishnah talking about? It was always difficult to understand. And I think this page in the Beis Halevi, even though we're learning the Chovei Salavovos now, but this page in the Beis Halevi reveals the secret. Because he says the efforts that we put in are all about Hashem hiding behind our hard work in order that he doesn't overwhelm us with blatant miracles, so we lose our Bechira Chofshis. And he says that applies to the umness as well. In other words, we think, well, if you go to become a doctor, then you're going to make doctors make more money than street cleaners. It's not really true. Hashem hides behind the profession. He makes it look that way. How he does it? I'm not sure exactly. Maybe he sends those people that have the mazel to get more money into this profession and those that don't to another profession. And maybe how he orchestrates his world, they don't know. But the Beis Halevi told us that pshat in the Mishnah is that just as the hard work I do is really Hashem just wants to hide his miracles behind my efforts so as not to overwhelm us with miracles and cause a loss or a compromise of our free choice because we're so overwhelmed with the miracles we just can't make a bad choice anymore. So Mamela, it's like we're pre-programmed. It's like we're robotic. Same thing with the choice of profession. So that really means, Rabbi Yisai, even though we see in the world, and we do see, and we can't deny the facts, like our martial doctors make more money on average than street cleaners. Street cleaners sometimes find diamonds in the garbage. Street cleaners sometimes win the lottery. Street cleaners sometimes get a Yerusha from who knows what happens to them, or they have some kind of an accident and they get paid fortunes of money. But Bederech Klal, this is the way it is. And it's true that it appears that way, but that's only appearance. That's only appearance because Hashem is really hiding behind the work, hiding behind the profession. And in reality, Hashem orchestrates everything according to a person's worth. And according to a person's schusim, according to his spiritual, not his net worth. I didn't mean that. And therefore, the Mishnah says, it says, Le'olam, this is the Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin. Le'olam, a person should teach his son an umness kala nekiya. Light and easy, so he should be able to learn and to do mitzvahs and not have to compromise his religious values. And he says, then the Mishnah continues, what should he do? I taught him a kala nekiya. Kala nekiya is not going to bring him very much money, al pi derech hateva. But he should be yispala l'misha oishu anachosim shaloi. He should pray to the one to whom wealth and possessions belong. In other words, it's all about Hashem. Talk to Hashem. Lefi she'ein umnes she'ein ba'anius. There's no umnes that doesn't have sometimes poor and sometimes rich. It happens to the best of us. Shelo anius mina umnes va'ashiras mina umnes. Anius and shiras, it doesn't have to do with the umnes. The umnes is just a ksus einayim. It's just the way Hashem covers, hides himself in the profession that we choose, because he wants to give us what he wants to give us, and he wants it to come in a way that we shouldn't recognize blatantly that it's from him, with a blatant miracle which would compromise the bechira. So he's hiding behind my MD, and he's hiding behind my street cleaning, whatever I have to have for that. If I need a license, I don't know. So that, and he says, "V'lo hashiras mina umnes ela hakol lefi schusoi." Everything is according to the schus that a person has. And I think that this message is so important and so powerful when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we stand in front of Hashem. And we ask him for parnosa. We ask him for success in our business. We ask him for all of our material and physical needs. And we do think And we can't help but being tainted by the fact that the world around us has proven to us statistically, if you work more, you make more money. You work overtime, you make more money. You go into a better profession, you make more money than if you go into a lesser profession and you make less. These are the realities in which we face. These are the realities that surround us. And therefore, it's a little bit difficult sometimes to turn to Hashem in complete tefillah and say, it's all up to you. What do you mean it's up to me? It's all decided on Rosh Hashanah. So it has nothing to do with my work, but I know it does. I see the world. The Torah says, no, we don't see the reality. We see the Ksusei Nayim. We see the way Hashem has hidden his Ashkocha, has hidden his Zonu Mefarnis, has hidden his Pesechus Yodechu Masbiya Lechol Chai Rotzoi. He satiates, you open your hand and you satiate every living creature. He does it with his hand. He does it by himself. It's not through a shliach. He's zonim v'farnis the whole world. He's hiding when he does it. And since he's in hiding, to us it looks like, wow, it's not about him. It's about us. It's about the profession. Oy vey, things are not going so well. You know, I'm going to go back to school and choose a new profession. Yeah, things are not going so well. I better get a new job. Things are going so well, I better work overtime. I better give up this. I better do that. There is ishtadlus, but that's not where it's at. Things are not going well is because of my schusim. And the antidote to that is what? As the Mishnah says, yispale lemisha oisha shaloi, to pray. But when I pray, knowing that it's all about him, it's a different tefillah. If I think it's about me and my choice of profession, I say, I'm praying to Hashem for money, but I say, oh, you know, I'm such a shlamazel. I chose such a bad profession. There's no such thing. Ein ashiras min ha'umnes ve'ein anius min ha'umnes. Ein umnes she'ein bo the loshon of the Mishnah, ashiras v'lo anius. That has nothing to do. Those are all covers behind which Hashem hides. I think that this concept can truly allow us to better daven on Rosh Hashanah, to realize that yes, everything is in Hashem's control. And even those things, which seems to be so much teva, that all they are is ksusei nayim. And the same thing applies to medications, and the same thing applies to treatments, and the same thing applies to efforts that we put into everything. In reality, Hashem, Rosh Hashanah yikoseivum, uv'yoyim tzom kippo yechoseimum. And the whole story, it's all decided. And everything that interferes with our realization of this Einoid Melvadoi is only a facade, is only a ksusei naim, is only the way Hashem hides himself behind it in order not to take away our bechira.
Doesn't that discourage you from doing your hishtadlus?
No, I'll tell you why. According to the Beis Halevi, in order to recognize this, you need some hishtadlus. Why? Because he says we're not on the level of Odom Harishon or the greatest of the greats, where we can be totally and completely reliant on Hashem and not worry about anything. So we have to do it. For example, I always give the example. If I had a $25 million budget, I would have a very difficult time without a lot of ishtadlus being sure that I'll raise my budget. But if I have a $4 million budget, I wouldn't worry about it even with minimum ishtadlus, because that's a reasonable amount to raise. Maybe it used to be reasonable. Maybe today it's not. I don't know. But that's not the point. But see, so it depends. We need hishtadlus to, in other words, very few of us could say, I'm going to sit home all the time and the money's going to come to the doorstep. But most of us can think, if I go to a job and I take a good job or I have a good business and I put in the normal amount of effort, I'll be able to support my family and pay for my needs. So that's the point. The Beis Halevi holds that the hishtadlus is what helps us to have the bitochan. That's one. The other thing is, it's part of the gzeira that Hashem was going there after Odom Harishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, that we were diminished in level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now we have to go out, we have to work. But a person has to be careful when he's working or when he's choosing his profession, that he has to realize everything that I'm doing is, in a sense, just going through the motions. All I'm doing is helping Hashem to hide. He's playing hide and seek, and I'm helping him along by hiding him. And the reason for that is because he doesn't want us in this generation to see blatant miracles, because we're not big enough to be able to rise above them, and it would hamper our ability to make a decision, because we would be so overwhelmed that I have no choice, I can't do wrong. And when we don't have the choice to do wrong, then the right that we choose is also meaningless, because it's not bechira. I didn't choose, I was programmed. It just came naturally. So that's the way I would look at it. And I think that this idea before Rosh Hashanah can be very, very uplifting, because I realize everything that I think about this world is all a facade. And the Beis HaLevi explains the facade. How is it a facade? Because Hashem is hiding behind it. He makes it look that way. How he makes it look all the time that doctors are rich and this guy's a poor, I don't know. But sometimes you find doctors, I hear a lot of doctors that they're not doing that well. You know, it happens in every umness. There's Ashiras and there's Anias, and it's all from Hashem. So this is really what we have to realize. And there's one more thing that I think that we should, as long as we're discussing this pre-Rosh Hashanah, and we diverged from where we are in the Chavis HaLevavos because of what he said about this, I would like to just mention one more thing as well. The Gemara Nida, the final of the days, says, I want to get rich. You know, Rosh Hashanah is a good time to think about getting rich. You know, Hashem, please provide me. I want that. I have a parnosa, but I'd like more. I'd like Ashiros, you know, like whatever. So he says, what should you do? So the Gemara says, Yarba v'schoiro, v'yisa v'yitem be'emuna. You should have a lot of schoiro. You gotta make business in order for the business to grow. And you should deal with emuna, with integrity in everything you do. And then the Gemara goes on to say, many people have done that and it hasn't worked for them. So then they should be mispalil, because it's really totally in tefillah. And it's just a tenai that you have to do these things of work with schoiro and yisav yitim be'emuna, and deal with integrity. Very interestingly, the Vilna Goin, if you look on the side of the Gemara, Daf Ayin Omer Beis Nida, says on Yarbe Vischera, Nimchak. These words are crossed out. He edited the Gemara and he said, that's a mistake. What you have to do if you want to be rich is not to do work a lot. The Chazal didn't mean to say that. Live your life with integrity and be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a very interesting thing. It really seems that the work that we do has nothing to do with the money that we make. It's all about a schus, which is like the Mishnah says, it's totally in schus. Integrity in money matters is a critical schus in order to deserve money. A person who deals honestly with money, Hashem feels, okay, such a person I could trust with money. And the other thing the Gemara says is to be mispalel. But the Yarba Bischoira, although there is such a girsa, and others didn't take it out, and there is such a svara, but the Vilna Goin takes it out. So I think at this time, we really have to refocus everything. It's totally in tefillah. It's totally in schusim. But we shouldn't mistakenly believe that the efforts that we put in are what are producing the results. The efforts that we put in are a mitzvah. The efforts we put in are part of the klola of Adam HaRishon. The efforts we put in are part of what the Chavis HaLevavos says to keep us busy so we won't do all the stupid things. The efforts that we put in are enable us to enjoy and appreciate what we have. You know, that's pretty portion. You know, the famous story with the old man Rockefeller and his son. They used to use the same driver. So the driver once asked the old man, Mr. Rockefeller Sr., he says, how come when I drive your son, he gives me a $25 tip, and when I drive you, you give me a $5 tip? He says, I didn't have a rich father. You know, if you earn it, you appreciate it. But we shouldn't forget that I'm not really earning it. Really, Hashem is granting everything. And he's just hiding behind my earnings and hiding behind my business and hiding behind my profession. With that hashkofa, I think that we can approach Rosh Hashanah with a different level of tefillah, with a tefillah that really calls out and says, I know it's all about you. I know everything I do is just going through the motions. I know all I'm doing is providing cover for you to hide. And therefore, Rebbeinu Shelela, from the bottom of my heart, knowing that I have no one else to turn to and no place else to turn to and nothing else to rely on, I turn to you to help me. Okay. Shataka be able to be mispalo well on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem should help. Our tefillah should be answered. We should have a tzivach sima toivo and mazel brocha, the best of health. And there should be shalom al Yisrael. We live in very dangerous times. If the United States of America gives billions of dollars to terrorists to murder Jews and to murder people, then we're in dangerous times. Shem should help. And that's the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah make all the difference in all the sakonas and all the issues that we have.